Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall trying to get your point across?
Oh, tell me about it. It's like the more important you need to communicate something, the less anyone's listening.
Right. It's the worst. And it feels like it's just gotten harder with this whole always-on digital world, you know? So we thought, let's do a deep dive into this. And luckily, Charles Duhigg, he wrote The Power of Habit. Maybe you've heard of it. Well, he's got a new book out, Super Communicators.
And let me tell you, this book is like the ultimate guide to getting your message heard. Seriously, it's packed with insights.
So think of this deep dive as our cheat sheet, pulling out the juiciest, most actionable stuff so you can start using it right away.
Love that. So where do we even begin?
Well, Duhigg starts with what he calls the communication essentials. And I'll be honest, I thought, okay, basics, I've got this. Yep. But then
you realize there's a reason these are essentials, right? Like they're foundational for a reason. Take clarity, for example.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be obvious. Just say what you mean. Case closed.
You'd think.
Yeah.
But Duhigg uses this great analogy. Imagine a surgeon explaining a procedure to their team, right? High-pressure situation.
Oh, yeah. No room for error there.
Exactly. And if they're using unclear language, even something as small as using the wrong medical term. Disaster, yeah. Right?
Wow. Talk about driving home the importance of clarity.
Right. And then he moves on to empathy, which isn't just about being nice, but it's really crucial for actually connecting with your audience.
Yeah, because otherwise, what's the point? If you're just talking at someone, not with them.
100%. And that leads perfectly into the third essential act of listening.
Oh, man. That one's harder than it sounds. It's not just waiting for your turn to talk, but truly absorbing what someone's saying.
And showing them you value what they have to say.
Yeah.
Think about how good it feels when someone remembers even a tiny detail you mentioned ages ago.
Totally. It's like this person actually listens. So we've got clarity, empathy, active listening, solid foundation. But Duhigg doesn't stop there. And this is where things get really interesting because he goes beyond the words themselves.
Right. It's like he's saying sometimes the most important communication is what you don't say.
Which is even more crucial now with so much of our communication happening through screens.
Absolutely. It's like you can write the perfect email, but without those nonverbal cues, it's easy for the message to get lost in translation.
Okay, so what are some of those ways we communicate beyond words that we might not even realize we're doing?
Well, Duhigg talks about job interviews, for example. Like, you can say you're confident and enthusiastic, but if you're slouching, avoiding eye contact.
Yeah, your body language is telling a different story.
Exactly. It's about sending a consistent message.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for everything from video calls to even like a profile picture.
It's true. Hey. A blurry photo versus one where you're actually like smiling and making eye contact with the camera. Those send totally different messages. So self-awareness is key. But do we even know what our body language is saying most of the time?
That's what Duhigg is getting at, right? We're often clueless about the signals we're sending out. So being mindful of those subtle cues in ourselves and others can be huge.
It's like that saying, communication is only 7% what you say and 93% everything else.
Well, that stat gets thrown around a lot, and it's not always accurate, but you get the point. Those nonverbal elements, can't ignore them.
For sure. Okay, so ready for another communication power move Duhigg talks about. This one surprised me. He's big on the power of storytelling.
He doesn't mean writing the next bestseller.
Right. He's talking about how we weave stories into our everyday conversations to make them more engaging, to make what we're saying memorable. And this isn't just about being entertaining.
No, not at all.
Duhigg actually links storytelling to building stronger connections, even professionally. Like, he gives this example of a CEO who was trying to get his team on board with this new vision he had.
And instead of just bombarding them with all these facts and figures.
Which, let's be honest, can be kind of boring. Yeah,
total snooze fest. So instead, he starts sharing a story about a time earlier in his career when he faced a similar challenge. Talks about the mistakes he made, what he learned from the whole experience.
And what happened?
It changed everything. The whole energy shifted. Because suddenly, everyone's on the edge of their seats, right? Because stories, they connect with us on this emotional level that just a bunch of bullet points on a PowerPoint never could.
It's true. We're hardwired for stories.
Think about it since the beginning of time, right? It's how we understand the world around us, how we relate to each other, how we learn.
And how we remember. Ever notice how it's so much easier to remember a juicy story someone told you compared to, like, straight up facts?
Absolutely. Our brains latch onto those narratives. We remember the characters, the drama, all those details. It makes the information, like, stickier.
So if you really want someone to remember what you're saying, wrap it up in a story. Okay, that's going straight into my communication toolkit.
Game changer. You ready to tackle another big one? Duhigg doesn't shy away from it, persuasion.
Ooh, persuasion.
No, that has kind of, I don't know, a negative connotation sometimes.
You can feel a little icky, like you're trying to trick someone or...
Yeah, like used car salesman vibes or worse.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Persuasion is really just about influencing others, which we all do all the time.
True. Whether you're trying to pitch a new idea at work or convince your family to try that new Thai place down the street, you're using persuasive techniques.
Exactly. And Duhigg's point is, persuasion doesn't have to be manipulative or shady. He talks about this concept of framing, which really shifted my perspective.
Framing. Okay, tell me more about that. So, say you're trying to convince your boss to invest in this new software program, right? You could be like, this software is going to make us way more efficient.
Makes sense.
But what if you framed it as, this software, this is what's going to unlock our team's full potential? Same idea, basically.
But way more compelling.
Exactly. That's the power of framing. It's about presenting your ideas in a way that resonates with your audience, what's important to them.
Okay, framing. Love it. Adding that to my vocabulary. So we've got the communication essentials, the nonverbal cues, the storytelling, persuasion. But this is where super communicators really gets interesting, because Duhigg brings it all together for the digital age, right? It's like all this communication stuff we've been talking about, it's not just for like face-to-face conversations anymore.
Right.
I mean, emails, texts, whatever's happening on social media, it's a whole other world.
It really is. And that's where Duhigg's insights are so spot on. He doesn't just say, oh yeah, digital's different. He breaks it down, like how it's different, and more importantly, how we can make it work for us.
So it's not about ditching all the old school communication rules.
Right.
It's more like adapting them for the digital age.
Exactly. Like one thing he talks about is how the whole brevity thing online, that could actually be a good thing.
Oh, you mean like we're forced to be more to the point?
Yes. Especially in a world where everyone's attention span is like, what, 30 seconds?
If that. Nobody's got time to read a novel of an email anymore.
Right. And Duhigg actually argues that digital communication can make us better storytellers, believe it or not.
Wait, really? How so?
Because when you only have, what, a couple of sentences to grab someone's attention,
yeah,
like on social media, you've got to be way more intentional with every single word.
That's so true. It's like a tweet is basically a masterclass in micro storytelling. You have to hook them, make them think, leave them wanting more. All in, like 280 characters.
Exactly. And Duhigg gives you all these practical tips for doing just that, too. He talks about strong visuals, using humor the right way, even just like mastering the art of the emoji, which, by the way, can be very strategic.
Okay. Gotta up my emoji game for sure. But it's not all just tweets and TikToks, right? What about emails? I feel like I'm drowning in those.
No, Duhigg's got you covered. He has a whole section on email. Clarity, conciseness.
Yeah.
You know, subject lines that don't make people immediately hit delete.
It's funny because email feels so basic now, but it's amazing how many people still mess it up.
It's true. And then there's the whole world of video calls, which, well, I don't know about you, but...
Don't even get me started. If I have to look at myself on Zoom one more time.
Right. But Duhigg actually has some surprisingly good advice for making video calls more, I don't know, bearable. Engaging, even. For example, did you know that just the way you have your camera positioned can totally change how you come across?
No way. I just go for whatever hides the dark circles best. Haha.
Well, Duhigg says if you put your camera a little higher than eye level, it can actually make you seem more like confident and authoritative.
Whoa, mind blown. Okay, so we've covered a ton today. Clarity, empathy, listening, nonverbal cues, storytelling, persuasion, even how to make emails and video calls less painful. But I think the big takeaway here is that all these skills, they're even more important now in this whole digital world we're living in.
100%. And Duhigg's book, it doesn't just tell you what to do, it gives you the actual tools to do it,
yeah,
which is what I love about it.
Totally. So anyone listening, if you want to level up your communication game, Super Communicators is a must read. But even if you just take one or two things from this deep dive and try them out.
You'll be amazed.
Exactly. All right. Until next time, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy communicating.